This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
The cows are real today. Party people, welcome to The Party. Welcome to the barn, more like it today. We are...
I don't know if they can hear... Can
I wonder if they can hear that.
I don't know if they can hear these cows.
I'm trying to do an intro.
Tim, put a mic on those cows, would you?
I'm trying to do a good old intro, and these cows are screaming their heads off. But it is the Trim Healthy Podcast, and we are now deep into 2022. We're in the future, people.
Yeah, mate. And I tell you what, if Jesus could be born in a manger, we can do our potty in the jolly barn.
Hey.
Sure, jolly well can.
I know it's not Christmas, but hey, it worked anyway.
Can I just share just to take over the podcast real quick?
Yeah.
Well, you haven't actually run it by us, but I don't know, Serene. I guess you're going to anyway.
Okay, so
this has not been vetted.
You could rebuke him in the name of Jesus.
Yeah,
if it's
I could
bad,
rebuke
okay?
you.
So you know, I've confessed in prior podcasts that I'm trying to be more present at home.
You have.
Trying to really clock in more, yeah. Not see it as my wife's job, but our job. And it's like they started mooing louder since we literally started the podcast. And so I'm doing these things and I'll be at like my wit's end, like towards the end of a day or something. And my wife's like, all you did was motherhood. Like, because I'll be like, I'll act as if though something special were happening. She's like, no, this is a day in the life of motherhood. Ain't no hood like motherhood, right? So I took all the kids myself on a trip because I thought, you know, this is, you know, maybe my wife complains a little too much about, you know, the workload or whatever. I'll take the kids on a trip. We're not trying to skip out on trips. We can do trips.
Just you and the four kids.
Yeah, yeah, just me and the four. And you know what? I'm like, this is nothing. We'll bring the two dogs.
Oh.
These are large breed dogs too.
Yeah.
You know, and I have four kids. So we got six creatures plus me, seven.
In which vehicle?
It's a minivan.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and so we're on our way, you know, to the park. And
hold on.
Cold day, warm day.
When you say trip, I thought you meant 3-4 days.
No, the road.
Oh, you're just going to the park. Oh, Danny.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I mean,
and that's
not
a big deal?
We're not trying to hurt ourselves day one, kids. All right. So I go to the park, right? And I hear in the back, oh
yeah.
Oh. And the dog.
It's going to throw up.
The dog is like, and there's no, I can't pull out on the street I'm on. I can't pull over.
Yes.
This dog just starts spraying down the back of the minivan and it smells like rotten stomach lining. And everybody is just like, no. And nobody knows what to do. Everybody's just like, this is clearly dad's job to figure this out. We are not even here. Right? So this dog is puking. And I'm like, oh my gosh, let me find an exit. Got to find some napkins. Like count to like 30 seconds. And they're like, dad, no, dad, it's happening. And I like I tilt the rear view down to see the dog hiked up. I'm sorry if anyone's
now he's
eating.
Diarrheing.
He is rotten dumping.
Oh no.
Rotten, dude. Like I don't know why.
Did you specially clean this little minivan out for your special trip to the park?
I'm sorry, first he peed. Okay. So this dog starts peeing everywhere and they're like, "Daddy's peeing." And I'm just like, "Oh my gosh, what?" I'm like, "I'm trying to figure out if the kids can make it stop, right?"
Yeah.
And they can't. And I'm like, dude, sing to him, like to roll the window down. Like, no one is taking action here. Like, what am I supposed to do? And so the dog's peeing. Then he starts just like spiral, like hot dumping, creating a smoothie slut. What is it when they soft serve the ice cream and it spirals into a, like he's, and it, you can almost see the steam coming off of this. As the smell wafts up into the front, it's literally the worst ever. I mean, this was a unique blend. It hits my daughter, who's in the front seat. She immediately projectile vomits all over. I'm not making this up.
No. As mothers, we've actually been there.
I'm only laughing because I've experienced same. Okay,
she starts projecting, like just, and I'm like, baby, roll the window down.
But did that start the rest of the children projectiling?
I start checking the review because I'm like, don't you dare. Like the rest of you are too old to even say I couldn't figure anything else out. But I was like, why aren't you rolling the window down? And she's like, I didn't think of it. And it's like, you're 10 years old. Like, and like, why do children barf on themselves? Have you ever just went, you know what? Just down your body.
So did this keep up your resolution to be more present?
So like, I started feeling it coming up.
Oh, okay.
Because she's
gets
next
better.
To me. And I start feeling the the chuck and it, and he's coming up.
All the while our ladies are having breakfast. While they're,
did
while
you
they're
bring this yeah. van home to your wife to clean up afterwards?
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, dear. No, I didn't. I did, it started coming up,
but did you hold it down?
I held her down. I held her down and then we all went and got bubble tea. And we went home. All the children ran and
who
showered.
Cleaned up?
Of course I cleaned it all up.
Was that like foul?
I put on gloves and a respirator.
Did you?
Yeah.
You really did.
Like Hazmat Dan was up in there. But, you know, it sort of drove home the point to me. I'm still in this same, like where we left off last time, people. Like, ain't no hood like motherhood.
Oh, yeah.
And I, like, since I've been more present at home, I have, like, I used to...
This is actually a perfect role in...
Look, I was...
You were in the spirit, Dan, with this. You were in the spirit.
So, like, I've always been on the fence. Like, yeah, she works hard, too. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure, right? And hers maybe is more mental, whatever. I've fully crossed over. I have the most gravy life in
you
the world.
You do. You go Mr. Gravy Train.
It's the easiest...
All you do is you sell your looks and your body and your voice.
Wow, I appreciate that
compliment. In the nicest way.
Appreciate that compliment.
Is it not true, Sereni?
When your wife says, what did you do today? Say, honey, I just went out and sold my looks and my body and my voice.
You know what I did, girl. With the looks, body, and voice like this. What do you think I did? I sold it.
Well, your personality, too.
Yeah, I see what you mean. You know, motherhood for the husbands, for the men listening, 1,000% harder than your job. You do nothing. You contribute nothing except maybe a little bit of leadership and some advice. But besides that,
I have to not agree.
Yeah, we love our men. We love our men.
I love my man. He works circles around me.
No, and that's honorable for you. And go you. And there's a medal that I want to give you. But it's just
John. John was the motherhood in his home for many years. So he did what you did too. There's a lot of men that are doing that.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I used to think, man, it'd be great if she could go make tons of money and I'd just be like, because in my mind, we're watching DVDs, going to the mall, we're going out to eat and to the park and it's just like, you know, a little laundry here and there.
That story was so funny though, but because I had just memories popping up into my head, like, but I won't say them, they're worse.
This is normal?
Oh, it happens.
I've never dealt with anything like this.
I had one such, but I know they're still eating breakfast, so I'm not going to go there. But it does, it's a good segue into what you were going to talk about today, Sereni.
Yeah. I haven't even properly thought this whole thing out. But I was telling Pearl on the phone, we were like, we got to do some practical potties. We've had some scrippies. We've gone deep. We need some practical stuff. So,
especially for this new year type thing. And it will relate to Trim Healthy Mum, but we're going to start into the familial relationships.
So I just kind of spewed it out to Pearl last night and it kind of made sense to her. She's like, yes, let's bring it. But today was my birthday.
Yeah.
And I got distracted by having a humble pie birthday and not telling it was my birthday and no one said happy birthday. And I got distracted by being in a big puff.
No, so, this is funny. As we walk in this, I did text Serene this morning. Guys, I'm going to tell
Pearl
you.
No, Pearl did remember.
I'm going to tell you a funny story.
It was on
story.
My calendar, too.
A funny
That's
story.
That's why you called me this morning, Dan.
Exactly.
Just teasing.
Exactly. No, you missed it. You must have been in the country.
I'm going to tell you a funny story on Serene. So I was like, oh, so what did everyone do for your birthday? You know, and she's like, they all forgot. So I'm like, oh, what? How long did you let them forget for? You know, because there's a limit. My limit's always 5 minutes.
What a limit.
And Serene's like, no. I'm like, I just wanted to have a humble birthday. I'm like, hold on, Serene. There's no such thing as a humble birthday. Tell me, how long did you let it go on for, making it worse for yourself? And she's like, I guess I did that. He only just now found out it was like lunchtime, right?
Yeah, about 1 o'clock.
About 1 o'clock. She let him go all morning. She let him go. And
Well, you know, I didn't want to shove it in my face like, you must celebrate my birthday. It's my birthday. Narcissist. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to celebrate this with me and God. And so that went well for
precious
a while.
Thought.
After my morning devotions, I was ready to like celebrate it with other people. Like I wanted the morning to have a different magical feel, not because I love myself, but because, hey, I love celebrating.
Serene, I love how you tried to be mentally sane about it, but we
you
know
weren't
the truth.
Sane. You
I
weren't.
Think secretly, her secret goal, she fantasizes about going all day. And then the night comes and everyone goes to sleep.
Well, then
she wakes up the next morning. That's her fantasy.
Well, I thought to myself, the longer they forget, well, particularly my husband, then the more he will owe me, the more love.
Yes, of course you thought that.
We'll be indebted to me.
This is totally healthy. This is totally healthy behavior.
And then I realized it was not healthy when I realized that it was becoming precious to me. The pain I was feeling in my soul.
Was precious.
The fantastic emotions that were whirling and whirling and burling.
Yes.
What became precious, like I wanted to pat them and they were my gifts for the birthday.
Yeah.
And it's like no other gift. Diamond rings would not be as precious as this feeling of betrayal.
Yeah. You start planning your funeral.
And when I realized that this was such a great little precious thing, these hurt feelings, I realized, okay, this is sick.
Yeah.
This is sick. I better go and remedy this.
You start telling your children, maybe I would die.
Yeah, none of my children remembered because daddy didn't remember. None of my children remembered. But anyway, all that to say is I didn't get to like birth the idea I'm about to share with you guys.
Yeah, because you were busy playing martyr.
Yeah, I was busy playing
and she did extra chores for her family too.
Yeah.
Humble birthday, because you're right. You said there's no such thing as humble birthday. I agree, because humble birthday is actually triple miserable proud birthday.
Yeah.
Because the whole time you're being humble, the whole time you're inside.
Oh, yeah.
Look, your birthday is a day for narcissists. If there is one day that we're all allowed for a little bit of narcissism, it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was born that day. Hello.
Yeah.
You know, I as a prank, I told one of my kids on their birthdays, they were all excited because, you know, they're loud about it. They're like, what are we doing today? Like, what's the world going to do for me today? It is my day and I know presents are coming. It's going to be big, a party. And I actually woke them up and put them on leaf raking. And they were like, what's happened? It was all a prank. I was like, what's happened? I was like, well, we're doing something new on your birthday. I mean, it's a day where we ought to show how grateful we are to be here. You know, most people aren't born. Think about it. You were born. And so
Did they actually get up and start leaf raking? Did they?
Well, I started getting his work clothes on, getting the rake out and saying like, this would be a great gift to your mom to show grateful for her, to really do the work, to bring you in.
Good. I keep getting taken in by his segues too, and we're 12 minutes in.
Okay, but it was good, Dan.
I loved it.
He was in the spirit, man, because it rolls. Okay. So anyway, I didn't get to birth this, but here we go. I'm going to just spew it out to all of you guys unbirthed.
Yeah.
Okay. This whole thing. But I was thinking coming into the new year, I was thinking about the things that were most precious to me, and that's relationships. Relationships are at the core of the most preciousness of life, you know? And I was thinking about new things. And how that relates to relationships. And I was thinking, hey, you know, sometimes when we're thinking about new year, new leaf, new turnover, sometimes we can start putting that on our relationships. Like, you know what? That relationship with so-and-so, I feel like that was a little bit like too much, too painful. I got to see that person had this problem and that problem. So I'm going to pull away from that person. This year, I'm going to play it safe more and not spend so much time around that person, because I don't always feel, you know, lifted up around that person, blah, 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 blah. Or sometimes it could be like, well, you know, thinking about it, my husband wasn't very nice to me last year. And I feel like this year I'm going to be a little bit more numb to him or blah, 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 because, you know.
Or you said to me like this last night, or I've discovered this about my husband. And it's really, it's a bit of a flaw now, you know.
Right.
And I see that he really needs to grow up in that area.
I'm not thinking about my husband in this at all. This is not a personal thing at all. But I was just thinking on a whole. I imagine people on a whole.
Yeah, but come on. If we're married, we see things about one another.
No, totally. Got that.
Right.
But I wasn't musing
about
my husband.
No,
you were not fighting
that
at all right now, except for the fact that he forgot my birthday.
Yeah.
But anyway, no, literally, I was thinking about it. And you know, when you get close to people, you're always going to see the stank. You're going to see the stank and you're going to start thinking, hey, the grass is greener over there. If I was hanging out with that crowd over there, they're not stanky like this crowd here. You know, like my family crowd, like I don't see no stank on them. Maybe I'm going to spend more time, maybe remove myself from the people I've been hanging out with and go over to the no stank crowd. And what I was starting to think is, you know, when we see stank in other people, let's give ourselves a congratulations. Let's give ourselves a little trophy. Congratulations, you loved deep enough to see the stank.
Because you don't see faults in other people. You don't start to see their dirt until you go deep enough, till you're vulnerable, till you hang around them enough to actually see the stank. So when you see the stank in people, your relationship needs like a special congratulations. You're to the next level. You're to the stank level. You're past the honeymoon. You're past the glory glow. You're actually deeper now. You're more of a, you're to the next level. And
you're on the stanky level.
You're on the stanky level because everybody's got stank. Every human that lives on in this planet has some stank.
That's so good, Serene.
And even if they don't, you get around somebody stanky and you birth stanky just from being around their stank.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's why you got to do your family's laundry.
That's right.
Because it's that laundry stank.
And so I was thinking, you know, relationships are the most precious things. So maybe if we get in our hearts as feeling like, well, I'm just, you know, in my marriage, I just feel like maybe I'm just going to be a little more zipped up. So I don't have to, you know, feel the pain of that or, you know, he annoys me in that area or she annoys me in that area. So I'm just going to, remove myself a little bit, be a little bit cooler so I don't get hurt, be a little bit more cold to that, a bit removed from that. Or with our children, we're around them so much, you're going to be like, I bet you so-and-so's children don't act so ridiculous. You know, we see the stank in those that we're close to, and sometimes we can get offended or get hurt or get annoyed and zip up our hearts, you know? And I was thinking, no, we have to just be excited that we got to see that stank. Congratulations to us. So in the new year, we're not thinking about moving on. We're thinking about celebrating the fact that we see those stanks, and even so, we're going to love through it. Because we moved to the grass is greener camp and we're just going to find more stank over there.
Well, you're just starting at zero.
Start
over with new stank.
And I started thinking about how that relates to Trim Healthy Mama. But before I go there, you know, Pearl and I and this whole hilltop, you know, we would like literally, we'd die for each other. Hmm. But boy, do we know each other's stank. We've been through the levels where we've just made each other cry. I mean, she used to pull me down the stairs by my hair if I didn't like fold my clothes perfectly in our drawer.
We shared sisters. Bedrooms. But yeah. You know, there's one thing being sisters and brothers see stank. Right. That's the thing about family relationships. You will see stank. Four words that sum it up, right? But it's such beauty in the stank, right?
Yeah.
But there's one thing about seeing stank as sisters and brothers. There's becoming business partners together.
Yeah.
A whole new world of stank arrives.
Remember when our husbands, they'd leave every business meeting offended at each other.
Yeah.
Because they're business partners. I mean, they run the show besides from Pearl and I.
But even you and I, Serene, used to get like sometimes we'd go for hours not talking to one another.
Feelings.
And I would like, you'd be calling me. I wouldn't pick up the phone. I'd call you. We wouldn't pick up the phone.
We feel underappreciated.
Yes.
You know?
And then we just got through all the stank. We're like, no, I don't know what it was. We just said, let's get through the stank. Let's figure the solutions out, right?
Yeah.
And there's solutions to overcoming these things. Serene, what were we saying at a meeting the other day? We said even our husbands, and you and I said this, we just can't hurt one another anymore.
That's right.
We're beyond it.
The ticket was when we saw the glory in the stank.
Yeah.
We saw the glory in the fact that, hey, we are closer as couples than any other couples. And what a glory that is to be able to be in each other's faces and actually get to sniff the stink and still love.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
And I think with the stink of it all, you know, we're in metaphor city here, of course, but it's not just saying, okay, we got stank. It's like in a marriage relationship, in a business relationship, we work through things. So, Serene, it was like, well, when you do this, Serene, one of the first things we said to one another in our business relationship that was really stanky, remember we wouldn't pick up the phone?
Yeah.
No more of that. No matter what happens or how much we all offend one another in these meetings,
yeah,
we shall talk it out.
That's right.
Until we're good.
Right.
Right.
And that's why now, even a slight bit of whiff of pus in the air,
the pus.
Sam will be like, Serene, what do you got planned tonight? Yeah. What have you got on the table for us as a family? Because wipe it clean. We're going to have a four-core.
We call it a four-core.
And has the business relationship crossed over and improved your communication with Sam?
Glory land. Yeah. Glory land.
Because you can face all the nastiest of nasties.
Yeah, it's so fantastic. you know, and realizing that there's no stankless people, and realizing when you get the honor to actually
see
the stank in other people, what an honor. It's because you were allowed that deep in their lives.
Or them to see the stank in you and love you through it.
Yeah, that's depth. And that's why one night stands are ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that's why there's no love to it, because you're not even loving the real person, right? You got to see that to really love, you have to see stank and then love. Otherwise, you don't really love.
Yeah.
Because you love some idea of the person in your head. But when you really know the person for who they are, and then you love them regardless of all their little cutenesses and quirknesses, it's just glorious. And I started thinking about Trim Healthy Mama and our journey. And I said to Pearl, it so relates. And I wasn't even trying to think this for a podcast. It just went there in my head. So the whole point was, let's not move on to new relationships in this new year. Let's work to get past the stank and get to that glory stage, okay, right? Because the grass is never greener. And then I started thinking, so there are some things in our life, in our health journey. Maybe let's just go right down, zone in into the microscope to our Trim Healthy Mama journey. Some things that have got some stank on it. And we're thinking in the new year, new diet altogether. Maybe I'll just try intermittent fasting. I'll just go full keto. I'm not sure. You know what? There was just some stank. I didn't have really a great relationship with Emil's, or Esmeal's gave me, you know, it's just so hard, you know? And there was some troubles. But I'm here to say, moving on isn't always the perfect idea. Let's look at what was the problem and let's work on those relationships. So maybe you had a bad relationship with salad. Let's have a look at that. Let's zone in and work through it. Let's have a full core.
Yeah.
Let's sit down with the carrots and tomatoes and lettuce, and let's have a talk. Okay. So maybe you had a bad relationship because you were just so busy and you didn't do any prep work, and you've got so much guilt because you don't eat that salad every day that you can't even think the word salad because all you think is shame. So let's work through the salad, and please chime in, Pearl and Dan, because I haven't birthed this whole thought properly in my head. But sometimes we want to move on. Let's try a new diet, new year. Let's change everything up. Let's move to the grass that's greener. But hey, there is some stank over there in those.
Well, it's just constant. It's constant rebound.
Yeah.
Whereas if you dig, you know, we're not trying to say Trim Healthy Mom is the only way. We're just trying to say in a way, sometimes I have thoughts where I'm like, it kind of is, but we've just labeled it as something. But basically what Dan says, it's just all the food groups. We're just not doing anything weird here. Mm. We're still keeping everything in. And when you have something that's very balanced, it doesn't seem sexy sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not that new boy or that new relationship or that new car.
Right.
It's just the old plodder. Let's get her done. But the plodders in life achieve amazing, amazing things. But you got to have to dig down, and you got to take that path that maybe doesn't look so – all the cool kids are doing it, right?
The internet has a real push for a certain type of message.
Yeah.
And it is always the new shiny object.
Right.
I saw a post on Instagram – and it made me think about what you're talking about. And and there's an element of truth to what I'm going to share, but it was saying that, you know, it was sort of this new year, new things type of attitude. And it was saying that, you know, if you have a relationship in your life that doesn't bring you energy, let it go.
Get rid of
it. If you have a relationship, if you find yourself having to explain yourself to someone over and over, let it go. If you find yourself if you find someone not speaking back to you the way you feel and affirming it, let it go. And it was this big list, and I thought, okay, according to this post, I have to let go my wife, my children, every relationship ever that's gone past some surfacey honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
And again, there are toxic soul.
Yeah, we're not talking about abuse or toxicity here.
We're not talking about somebody just screaming in your face that you're nothing and you're ugly and you're this. Or we're not talking about unfaithful marriages where you're abused mentally, emotionally, physically or anything. We're not talking about that.
Yeah.
We're talking about just the regular stank that annoys people that and then you grow this little bitter list and it's you're precious and you wanna think about If you're not even brave enough to move on, you want to move on in your heart.
Yeah. And I remember thinking like, man, this is the food that everyone's eating right now. This is the message. And it follows marketing perfectly. It's like, last year you had that water bottle, but it didn't have the flip-up lid like today's model has. And it's like, oh man, I could use a flip-up lid. I mean, imagine the convenience. No more spills in the car. Yeah. There's just... It's this attitude that, whenever you feel a certain way, you're supposed to follow it and it must mean it's time for change. And sometimes it is time for change, but man, I feel like the internet and the message that most companies, because that's where all these messages come from is companies,
by the way. Yeah, it's true. Marketing teams
or people wanting to make money on the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, my posting has gone down a lot because I'm like, what am I doing? Do I have anything even for sale?
I'm not on you all the time. I don't know.
Yeah, so.
For me too, because when we first started out on Facebook, they didn't have all the algorithms and it just let you put something out there, right?
Yeah.
And there was no boost to post or anything.
No, it started out friendship.
And if you just said something honest, people would like it and share it and it was just so great.
Yeah.
About three years in, they changed everything and now it's all like if you don't spend dollars or if you don't get this many views straight away, it will be squished and squashed. Yeah. And now sometimes I don't even know how to act.
Yeah, I don't even know how to behave.
I don't even know. I'm just what?
Social anxiety. I mean, if they'd open it up again to be a fun place where friends can hang and there wasn't this throttling of AI and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, the robots are taking over.
No, but you're right that, and I'll let you keep going, but you're right that it's not like we can't learn anything new. Like, go back to a diet or try new things in a relationship or make new friends.
No, there's nothing.
It's just that you don't let go of the precious.
Right.
Yeah,
because it got stanky. Don't think, it's the grass is greener thing is really what hit my mind, And it's all this, the grass is greener. Okay, so I've got to get a new set of friends because this one got stanky. Well, that one over there's got stanky. A new church because this one's stanky. Well, that one over there, as soon as you get close enough, as soon as you don't just smell their perfume sitting, next to you in church, there's going to be some stank, especially when it's a small church and you're close enough to be in community, right?
Yeah.
You're just going to see stank, but as soon as you get close to Joe Blow over there, you're going to see their stank too.
Yeah. I mean, I got tired of... eggs and toast for breakfast. I got tired of my sweatpants oatmeal. I mean, after day number 366, sweatpants oatmeal again. I mean, it's just my laziness. Yeah. I want to keep it simple, but.
No, but you could look at that and think, oh, Trim Healthy Mama's not for me. I hate sweatpants oatmeal.
Yeah, I can't do this. And it's like, wait a minute. All they're doing is representing food.
Yeah.
It's not the Trim Healthy Mama way. It's like back to food. And,
Well, the Trim Healthy Living way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so I've got several friends who, some single guys, and I've sort of walked with them in their relationships. They sort of have, sought out, a guy that's been married 19 years and
your mentor. Let me get some insights. Mentorish point in your life now. Dad.
Yeah. Like, how does this keep going? Because they know I'm not just married 19 years, but we're like dating still and it's fun. And
love it.
And so they'll explain something. And to them, it's the most unique, strange phenomena. For example, she feels like I never listen to her. And I'm trying to simply, all I want to do is solve what she's talking about. And yet, no matter how hard I try, it gets further and further away. And it's just this, like the basic concept of she doesn't want you to fix anything. She wants you to listen and go, that must be hard.
Yeah.
Okay, just something, just kindergarten, right?
Yeah.
But for them, it's this rare thing, and it means that she's not the one, and I should probably is it time to break up?
Right?
Yes.
And I always have this phrase that I center them back with, like, "Hey, it may be for all these other reasons, right? Time to move on and not consider marriage." But what you've described so far is called a relationship. That is a relationship. Yeah. You're not doing a unique thing. Last week, I did that with my wife.
Bingo. And continue because you're on such a great thought line. But bingo, when you said all you're describing is a relationship. Now, if you've come to stank, Bingo. You're in a relationship. If you haven't come to Stank yet, you're just an acquaintance. No,
you're in a courtship. You're not in a relationship. Yeah. Deep, meaningful, important relationships, even with buddies, like people you're not married to, like your friends, right? Man, if it's all roses with your friendships, you really aren't, you're not there yet. And that's beautiful. You're in a beautiful honeymoon time. And that's, and we celebrate those new times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But man, at some point, you know, it is by design that your little cell is going to interact with their cell and some sort of new thing is going to happen. And that's going to be edge cutting and sharpening.
I remember one line I wrote in the song. It's just boom, coming back to my head. It was just a song that I wrote for my husband. It wasn't anything we like put out there. But it was, I can't remember the first part of the line, but the words that are coming to me is barefoot and vulnerable on love's path that we walk bare. And it's so true. You know, when you're truly in relationship, you walk vulnerably. When you're in a relationship, it's a vulnerable place. And it's like you're walking barefoot because you've taken those shoes off. You're in more of an intimacy. And when you walk barefoot, you cannot get some rocks under your feet. You're going to feel the stones. You're going to feel the change of the change of earth beneath your feet. It's not all just soft grass, you know. Yeah. You're going to feel when you go through the brambles.
Yeah.
And when you're truly in a relationship, your toes might get cut, you know. Your heels might get scuffed.
Leslie's got her hand up. Yes, come on,
there's,
Leslie.
There's not one person at Trim Healthy Mama I have not had a proper fight with to where I've gone, this finally is relationship ending. We finally hit that point. That's the feeling of the heart. I didn't cognitively think that, but in my heart, I'm like, this is it. There's no way past. And then I remember one convo, it was like your whole team was on one end of the phone and I was in California on the other end of the phone.
That.
And it was, they were taking turns just blurting over each other, interrupting just heated rebukes at me, and I'm coming back like, what are you talking about? How could you even think that? And then I'm just like, this is it. This is an example. We're done. And then Pearl, like, there was this lull in the convo, and Pearl was just like, oh, but you know, man, we can sort of see that too, what you're saying. And I mean, it was instantly like, these are my best friends. I've never had such family in my life. Like,
and look, we're all still here together.
Yeah, this is.
But you see, actually, that moment when you thought this is relationship ending, that was the moment when we finally had come into relationship.
That's where it started. Yeah.
Oh, I got something to say on this. But it's going to be, I know it's not going to.
Leslie quit.
It's not, don't need to edit anything, but I just want to say this doesn't align necessarily with how Serene, like how I was raised versus how. So I didn't know how to pray to God, right?
Right.
Like, that's not how I dealt with any issues. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but here I'm ended up in America for very different reasons than Serene and Pearl.
Right.
I could have moved anywhere. I could have stayed in England, but I was on this like vicious circle of compartmentalizing that my life will be perfect when, if, then. Well, let me tell you, a lot of it was my stank. It was me that had some stank that wasn't allowing the process, you know, or the, you know, so this is what I took my emotional self to a therapist, you know, when I first moved here, because this was the end goal, was to live in America and had this job and amazing. And I was a wreck, like worse than I was in England. Not, you know, I had some family stuff, but who doesn't, but I chose to run away. Right. Mm. So I have made more progress subconsciously listening to you all on my own stank. You know, in this last fight, you know, like not really even ever fully agreeing or being on the same page as you all, but just subconsciously listening to your values on like this conversation right now.
Yeah.
Like I was just feeling like the other day.
Yeah.
I was like, There's so many misfired like traits in you know like relationships and I was like why did he say things like why is he you know and then I got myself in a weird thing and we were going for dinner with his you know kids and it was like our Christmas thing and I totally channeled you two and I just I just went shaking because this is gonna make for a miserable evening because I was annoyed that. he, you know, didn't come out and help me with bags from the car. Like he was doing something, you know, but I was just got myself in this whole martyr.
You were married.
Thing. Yeah, I'm so married now,
some
guys.
Some normal relationship stuff.
Awesome. Anyway, yeah. But I think my point is that I came at it very different route than you all, but you know, we have like, don't you see everyone stank, but don't forget you've got some stank.
So
too.
True.
And some of the issues are you're not being able to, you know, we're being martyrs. We're not processing. Mm. We're not communicating, making our own boundaries, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Such a good point. So, you know, we're thinking we're in a relationship because we're seeing we're seeing people stank. This relationship has to end. And I love that point. Hey, maybe our stank.
Yeah.
What's the problem here? It takes two to tango, right?
Hey, and you know what's fun to do too is when you're in a relationship, it's real fun that when somebody's got a problem with you or is doing something to be like, man, I didn't realize that they were toxic and unhealthy.
Yes.
It's so easy to, like, that is my default. And I didn't even realize that was my default. I was just like, oh, well, she's like, she would share a problem she was having with me or a hurt she may have felt last year. I mean, you know how y'all are. And I'll just be like, man, that's some toxic, unhealthy stuff. And as long as I'm maintaining that,
then you're you're the pure heart without a stank.
I'm the pure heart with no stank. She's toxic and unhealthy. And so she is, by the way. Like in my reality, I'm living with a toxic, unhealthy woman. Well, I have this new trick do now. I mean, new trick. Where when I have that feeling, oh, it's scary. If I give into this, I'm allowing am I like in abuse? Would like someone look into my life and say,
you're an abused man.
Get out of there. You're an abused man and you're so abused that you can't even see it. So when I start to fantasize that way, what I do now is just go, or.
That's so cool.
or treat her perception as the reality, not your own. Even if she's bonkers, right? Even if the counselor would say, yo, you're bonkers and you're abusing, this is the best man on earth and you are the worst. You know, so maybe her reality's right and I do hurt her and I have been selfish and I'll let her list be 100% true and then I'll just go. And I'll just be like, and even though it's very personal and it's hurtful to me, and I'm like, oh man, like how is she not seeing my me land on my life for like 19 freaking years? And yet she's like, if you don't know me by now, right? That song will play. If you don't know me by now.
Oh, such a good song.
If you don't know me.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you never know me.
And no, I'll go and have I'm a out hot of here. Shower. And then the precious comes and you're petting that.
Oh, yeah, the precious. I'll do my hot shower and I'll put my head in the corner. I'll lean my head into the corner of the tile and I'll just be like, you will never, never, never know me. And then I'll make the water hot. Ooh. and eventually, after a time of sorrow and meditation, I'll take that just like nail me to the tree approach. Mm. Like, put all your sins on me. Even if you are the nasty one, right?
Oh, you'll go Christ-like.
I will go Christ, dude. Because, man, reach for that archetype, believer or not.
Yeah.
It will heal your whole life. Mm-hmm. You can apply that whether you even believe it.
I mean,
even
we get so right, don't we, Danny? We become so right with ourselves, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Even if it's even for you, it's just a made-up fable. Yeah. It's a Jewish fable, right? If you'll believe that fable, if you will believe that fable and apply that fable, and literally, like, I found myself going back and saying, man, I'm so sorry. Even though
because you know why? Because you got away from the precious. Yeah. You stopped petting the precious and your mind actually got a little bit of reality and you got a clearer scope to actually see, even if it was pretend, the Jewish fable pretend for a while.
Yeah.
After a while, you got to see, huh? Maybe she does have a point.
Well, yeah. And even, and I don't know what percentage she's not, maybe she's not 100% right. She's definitely not zero.
Yeah.
There is some validity to whoever you're working with.
But isn't that relationship? And that's why it's congratulations. Yes, congratulations. I just nailed myself enough
Yeah.
You know, stop my own haughtiness for just one, stop myself being so right for just 1 minute to actually have a relationship and say, you actually have a point.
And why is Danny still here? Because after we were all yelling him at the phone in California, I can't even remember it.
I remember
it. But Pearl actually said, oh, hang on, Danny, you do have a point. And then his soul was healed.
Instantly. And then I gave them all their points. I was like, yeah. And you know what? You know what, Pearl?
Yeah, you did.
You guys are 100% right to feel this way. I get it. I get
sometimes it's all we want as women too, just to be validated for 1 second, and then we'll start saying, but you're right too. Yeah,
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Two things to say. I love John's famous line. We've said it so many times in The Party, where he says to his wife, boy, when they're fighting, I may be misquoting him. He may have said it better, but I'm so glad it's you that's making me mad.
Yeah.
You know,
it's so annoying me right now. Isn't yeah.
What do you say, John? Is that? Yeah. Yeah, because he looks at his, when they're in the hugest fight, he looks at his wife with utter adoration that he's just so glad that it's the one he loves that he's so mad at right now. You know, he loves her so much. She'd be the perfect one to go through this emotion with instead of some stranger. Anyway, another. And Pearl, I just remember your story, and it's helped me out so many times with my husband's quirknesses, even though I've got more quirks than him. But you're at Aldi's, and your husband's quirkness of getting really cute angry, but you could have seen it as mental angry. You could have made an appointment
like
for him with a counselor, psychiatric help, because when you're putting all the food up on the Aldi's, you know, like little grocery thing when it moves along the conveyor belt. He'd get all freaked out at you and say, no, eggs go with eggs.
Yeah.
Bread goes with bread. Corn chips with corn chips, Pearl. Yeah. You know, and he'd be quickly snatching the things that you'll be putting up, putting it in order so that they all aligned and matched.
Yes.
And you were like at the crossroads and you thought to myself, oh, I've got a weirdo husband.
Yep.
And you were at the crossroads of really putting it down on the list as just another thing to add to the relationship problems.
Mm-hmm.
And you decided to put it on the list. You put it on the other tally of like, how cute is my husband? Like, how gorgeous is that? Like, look how hilarious he is. What a sweet little OCD thing he has. And now you love for him to go shopping with you because you love to laugh.
I let him
do
it.
That's a good trick. If you can cutify everything.
Yeah,
no, really, and I even looked around and other people were watching and I looked around, but I didn't like look around like belittling him. I looked around like laughing, like it's actually cute.
I
found something adorable about it now. Now I find it adorable, but I had to switch it in my brain.
That's it.
And it's not like you find someone who's going to bash you adorable, but when there's these little things that we could find, like Danny said, you go on the internet and someone says, throw that away if it's not making you feel, well, you've got to throw everything away. And you're left with nothing precious. And if I decided to put that on the negative list, it's just one more thing to be discontent with about my life.
And that's what I was saying when I was talking about the new things and the new. You know, I'm not saying that a lot of people are thinking new husband, new wife, this new year. But I'm thinking,
but they are though.
But Pearl, but you can move on in your heart, even if you stay in the body.
Yeah, you can.
You can move on and say, this year, I'm not going to be hurt by that joker anymore. Yeah. So I'm going to zip up my heart and I'm not going to let him in.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let him in. He'll just be, you know, over there and I'll do my duty, whatever. But the relationship, you zip it up cold.
Yeah. And you know what the men can say? I'm not going to listen to that wench's gripes anymore.
Yeah.
She's had enough criticism of my life and all trying to make me grow and go from glory to glory and be a better man and serve the kids and love the kids more and on and on and on and on. I can... just done with that. And no, I'm not going to divorce her. I'm a good man. I'm not going to walk out on my family. But, you know, I am going to hug the edge of that bed a lot tighter. And, you know, and dude, that's what, man, you got to, I actually believe in.
Wow, those
can,
cows.
Can you all hear the cows,
coming
guys?
To your old call, Dan.
Yeah. I'm pretending to ignore them, but. Really
I know, and it's a good thing you're about to come too. So shut up, cows. Okay, keep going, Dan.
Yeah, like it's the hard work of just literally treating the other as if they are 100% valid and right, because in their mind they are. And if you can just like glimpse into their reality and affirm it and just love it and accept it, and it's so stanky to you, but if you can just be like, that doesn't smell anymore. I mean, just whatever trick, cutify it at the grocery store, just tricks to take over, you know, at, like,
Well, what do they say though? I once read this thing that said, if you get married, your IQ grows, right? Why does it grow? Because you got to find solutions.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Your brain actually expands because it doesn't quit. Okay. To be married, to be in any relationship a long time and to have it thrive and go get into the glory stage, right?
Yeah.
You got to have solutions to get there.
Yeah.
You don't just give up. Okay, IQ, okay, brain don't work anymore. Your brain has to actually find ways around it and you get smarter. Yeah.
That's why I do love the old saying, God hates divorce.
Yeah.
It's not to shame people who've been through divorce. It's not your wrong with God himself or herself.
And we're not talking about the ones who have, you know, who have had unfaithfulness after unfaithfulness, unfaithfulness.
Sometimes yeah, divorces.
So we're not trying, like, we're just covering that there.
Sure.
But I understand, Dan, because he wants you to get to the glory.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's the hate is not the person who got a divorce. It's this idea of quitting on something that is designed to carve all the cancer out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally designed to let you die. Mm-hmm. Like the you that needs to die, the you that is sabotaging your life, the you that's ruining potentially
the
generations.
You that's ruining your birthday. Like I ruined my whole stinking birthday this morning.
But it's so funny. But right now in current culture, it tells us to keep that alive. Keep the you alive that needs everyone to respond how you need to respond.
Right.
And you need
them too. Energy. And you know what?
To give you the right energy.
And it's a bunch of single star children at Burning Man festivals, all dancing and tripped out and having a good time and living their best life.
It's not real life.
No, it's not. And it's not leading to ultimate fulfillment. It's leading to loneliness in old age.
Talking about loneliness too. You know, we've been talking about relationships with marriage, and that's like the most important, the beautiful, beautiful picture, you know, that God chose. God chose all the things he could have chosen in the world, he chose marriage to be a type of him and the church. But talking about loneliness, you know, Sam and I, we have great friendship with you, Pearl, and Charlie. And it's so interesting because we were talking about going away. We're going away to Mexico. All of us sisters are going away.
For our annual go-away couple trips. Yeah.
And he's like, Serene, I'm excited about going away. And I said to him, yes, I'm so excited about going away with you, Sam. It's going to be so great. I'm going to miss the babies, but this is going to be special, just you and me time. He goes, yeah, but you and I would never have chosen to go 10 days by ourselves. I mean, we love each other and all that. It's great. Right. But you know why I'm excited, Serene? Because I love the you know, the special fellowship time of going away with Pearl and Charlie and Benj and Howard. He said, I really love those guys. And it's really fun to get away with them, isn't it, Serene? And I thought that was just, I thought, yeah, of course it is. Yes. But I thought it was just so sweet coming from him because this is the post stank stage.
Mm,
and if we had quit, Trim Healthy Mama wouldn't be here.
Right.
We wouldn't be sitting here in this potty at all. We wouldn't even know each other, like John.
We had some stanky times with John even.
Right.
A couple.
That's where the nickname Stinky John came.
John.
Yeah. No one shared that with you?
I'm sure we've had a couple of stanky days, John.
We've always loved Leslie.
I've watched a few in this podcast.
Yes. Do you remember
John,
when you and I fought that day?
It was a good fight.
Oh, it was a proper fight. Yes, we had a fight.
Yeah, you wouldn't even look at Pearl with your left eye.
It was a proper
fight. You kept on tapping at your little Apple Cube computer.
No, John
you
remember, was
you
full
were there.
Fuss.
You just started, Leslie. He acted exactly like this. But
in the moment, he was not fighting. Yeah. In his mind, he wasn't fighting.
Leslie remembers Leslie had just started.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
And you and I
Anything
were fighting
you do
about
now
something.
Is
website.
Oh, look
all
at,
you can do, no, John, is now agree.
No, I feel bad because I'm just yelling from the back. Because John, I work with John every day, right? And so we know each other stank. And I have stank, you have stank. So when that inverted commas fight was happening, John was very laid back, matter of fact, stating his cause.
Yeah.
But he wasn't getting upset. Everyone else was upset.
Vibes.
But
vibes.
John was like, no, this isn't, I'm not, you know, and it's his, that's how he rolls. That's how he rolls. That's how he fights.
That's his cuteness.
Yeah, that's his cuteness.
Yeah, that is his cuteness.
That's his stank. Because it's so frustrating that we know we're fighting and he doesn't.
We were trying to get to a good fight.
I remember that day and he kept trying to move on and just start the podcast. He was like, no, it's fine. And we don't need to talk about this. Let's just record. And he wouldn't look at anyone.
Yeah.
Let me get this right. I wasn't fighting. I wasn't fighting, but I'm in denial that I'm not fighting.
Yes.
Yes. All exactly. of that. And right there is your beautiful
sting. You're still
stink. In denial. And we love you for it.
Wouldn't I have to participate in it for it
no,
to be a
fight? No, you don't.
You are perfectly...
John, no, you don't have you to participate. We're talking about dealing with women right now.
That's... Tim, can you put in some sort of Twilight Zone cosmic...
We're out of here anyway, guys.
Oh, yeah, by the way, can you just, like, take this and then, like, wrap, turn it around to your Trim Healthy Mommy journey? Trim Healthy Mommy journey. And, yeah. like, take some practicality with you to the new year. I really was going to go round it out to the diet a lot more. But you know what?
It's all right.
Yeah, there you go. Trim Healthy Mama on my way.
And then I'll be Trim Healthy Mama to stay. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.